Mike, by the way, is the editor of the MI Tech News broadcast that we put on, that we share with you, by the way. I should say the news and information he supplies every week through mitechnews.com. And normally near the end of the first hour of our show, we have him bring a few of the highlights. And we didn't do that because we were talking about some things that had to do with cybersecurity right up to the end of the program. But, Mike, let's do this. Let's talk about some of the headlines that you are featuring at mitechnews.com. Just kind of quickly to let people, give them a little hors d'oeuvre for the topics that you cover there. This one I found interesting. Sprint is going to be offering 1 million students free mobile devices.
Yeah, disadvantaged high school students in the United States will get access to a free mobile device and, of course, the high-speed connection. This is through President Obama's Connected and My Brother's Keeper project. It's targeting kids that wouldn't otherwise be able to afford a phone.
Sure.
And kind of are being left out, the digital divide and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be starting in 2017. I don't know exactly how the selection process is going to go.
Yeah.
I would assume in our area, since we have a lot of disadvantaged kids, that some of those would be eligible.
Right.
But as soon as I get those details, I'll share those with
everybody. Thank you very much. Very big for parents of kids in those areas. Automation Alley, and matter of fact, Gary, we're going to talk up a little bit about, you were there
For the big gala last night.
For the big gala
last
night.
And I cannot, although it's now public knowledge for anybody that was there, I can tip other people off as to who won.
All right, we'll do that. But Mike, let's talk a little bit about that whole thing, the Automation Alley. Very proudly recognize some excellent people who were entrepreneurs.
Yeah, Vector Form. I know, Gary, we were talking about that on the drive-in.
My neighbors in downtown Royal Oak.
You've had them on the show before. We're named
going to have them.
We're going to have
them on next week.
Next week.
They were named the Tech Company of the Year. And tell you the truth, I didn't know that much about them, so I had to do a lookup on them to see. And Gary was explaining to me all the innovative stuff that they do.
Yep. And they partnered with DTE.
Partnered with some heavyweights.
And some others.
Yeah, very big company. So I was amazed. I have to get them on my show as well.
Yes. Lots of other things that came up. Well, and Gary, we'll talk about some of the other winners. One maybe final headline was Red Level. Have I got that name right?
Yeah, Red Level Networks.
Is hosting a webinar to explain how schools and libraries can tap into $5.2 billion from E-Rate Digital Upgrade Program in 2017.
Yeah, the E-Rate program is part of the Universal Service Fund that's done through the Federal Communications Commission. And there's $5.2 billion in digital upgrades available next year. And some of this shows in these studies that 3 out of 5 schools in America lack the technology infrastructure needed to even deploy 21st century tools.
Yeah.
So what this will be is you apply for this program and for not only schools but also libraries. And this is really easy to find out more because Red Level is having webinars, which you just go online, you watch it. You don't have to drive to Novi to sit in a session. And they're having 2 of them on October 20th and again on October 27th. And I would encourage any school administrators out there or library administrators to at least check it out. Because you may qualify for some of these funds, and $5.2 billion is a lot of money.
That's a big pie to get a slice of. And those are the kind of things, folks, that you'll find as headlines of articles that Mike puts out in MI Tech News. It could be a national piece of information like that last one there. It could be something that's in the state of Michigan. It's about technology and entrepreneurship. And, Mike, how do people get hold of this? Your headlines every week, and how much are going to cost them?
Well, it's simple, www.mitechnews.com. It's free, and it's 24/7, by the way, although we do have the two newsletters that go out, one on Wednesday, which also features the podcast from this show, as well as a number of other podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Including our own. And then on Friday, we have the story newsletter that goes out, typically 20 or so stories. Good, you know, weekend read. You can, a lot of people do that. I track my traffic to see when they're reading, and a lot of them read them on Mondays. So, like, you know, so whenever, it's always available. And we also have the internet show that we do with Matt Rausch every Monday.
Mm-hmm. M-Square Techcast.
And we'll be at the International Cyber Summit on Monday doing live.
Right.
And, of course, the video is now. We're starting that.
And we'll talk more about that as we go on in this hour because that's a whole new field opening up. A very exciting kind of way of sharing information about businesses, and we'll have more about that. You can also go to internetadvisor.net, and as you scroll down the page, you'll see Mike's smiling face and links to, for instance, these three headlines. And then you can simply click there, subscribe now button on there. Once you click on that, it'll take you to a form where you can put your email address in and send it off to us, I should say, to MI Tech News, and you'll get that delivered to you on Wednesdays and on Fridays, and you'll be in the know. And for instance, like this, the Red Level webinars, that's a very important piece of information for schools and for libraries, something important for you out there to know. There's also information for entrepreneurs about things that are going on. And for instance, like the Automation Alley Gala that happened, and Gary's going to tell us a little bit more about that, as a matter of fact, when we come up in a little bit. So this hour, we're going to be talking about that.